If you have your Bibles this morning, I want you to turn 1 Kings chapter 18. And I want to share for a few moments on, are you expecting rain? Are you expecting rain? Thank you, musicians. I forgot to say that. Thank you very much. Are you expecting rain? I woke up this morning and it was raining. How many know we need the rain? We need the rain. Father, I thank you today for your word. And I pray this morning that the Holy Spirit will speak to us. That your Holy Spirit, Father, would speak to every single believer in this room today, in the name of Jesus. That we would hear from you, that we would receive from you, that our hearts would be open to what the Spirit of the Lord would say to the church. And Lord, we pray against every distraction this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. The Bible says that Elijah called forth a drought. He said, there's not going to be any rain. And for a period of time, Israel went through dryness. Nothing fell from the sky. And then Elijah showed up again in verse 41, and he said to Ahab, go up, eat, and drink, for there is a sound of the rushing of rain. He said, I can hear the rushing of rain. No rain was falling. There were no clouds in the sky. But the prophet heard the sound of the rushing of rain. Hallelujah. And friends, I want you to know, if you are sensitive to the Holy Spirit this morning, if you've been in prayer at all, you can hear the rushing of rain. You may not be able to see it yet. It hasn't fallen upon you yet, but you can hear something is about to take place in the spiritual realm. Can somebody shout hallelujah this morning? So Ahab went up to eat and to drink. And Elijah went up to the top of Mount Carmel. And he bowed himself down on the earth and put his face between his knees. This speaks of prayer, a place of submission and humility before God. In verse 43, and he said to his servant, go up now and look toward the sea. And he went up and looked, and said to the prophet, there is nothing. And he said, go again. And I want you to do it 7 times. You know, 7 is the number of God. They went around the walls of Jericho 7 times. And he asked the servant to go up, and I want you to keep going for 7 times. Don't give up. Don't turn back. Just keep going and keep going and keep going 7 times. And at the 7th time, he said, behold, a little cloud like a man's hand is rising from the sea. Now I want you to put out your hand right now. Look at your hand. That's not very big, is it? So when you think of a cloud the size of a man's hand, that's not very big. So you know what? I'm sure the servant thought to himself, I went up 7 times according to your command, and yet in the sky, I can only see a cloud the size of a man's hand. How can anything come out of that? Think about a little cloud. You know, God is so amazing. And he wants us to have faith, hallelujah, even when we can't see the answer yet. God wants us to continue to pray, to continue to go up, and to continue to believe that rain is about to fall. The answer is about to come, hallelujah. Can somebody shout hallelujah? You know, most of us, if someone reported back and said, I only saw a cloud the size of a man's hand, and you're saying to me it's going to rain, most of us would say, that's not possible. And notice what the prophet said. It didn't bother him. He went up 7 times, he comes back, there's nothing. It didn't bother the prophet. He says there's only a cloud the size of a man's hand. That didn't bother the prophet. Because when you're in tune with God and God tells you something, you know it's going to come to pass. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what the circumstances say. It doesn't matter what people say. It doesn't matter what your emotions tell you. If God said it, you believe it, and it's going to happen. Hallelujah. So he said to Ahab, prepare your chariot and go down, lest the rain stop you. What rain? What's he talking about? What rain is going to stop the chariot? I mean, it's going to be pretty powerful outbursts of rain to stop a chariot. He said, in a little while the heavens grew black with clouds and wind. And there was not just rain. The Bible says here, and there was great rain. Hallelujah. When God moves into a situation, he moves mightily. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When his hand is extended over something, watch out. Hallelujah. Because the power of God is about to be unleashed.
And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah. And he gathered up his garment and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. You know, rain in the Bible is often a type of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Rain also represents times of refreshing that come from the presence of the Lord. Now, I don't know about you, but I think there are times and seasons in every church where we need the rain of heaven to fall down upon us. Are you hearing me this morning? For most ecosystems on our earth, rain is important. Without rain, dryness sets in, and vegetation and animal life struggle to survive. Drought eventually affects us all. We need rain in this valley. Physical rain we need in this valley. And friends, in our spirits, we need spiritual rain. Are you hearing me this morning? We need the rivers to swell. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Elijah said, I see, or the servant said, I see a cloud the size of a man's hand. Maybe that's all we can see naturally this morning, is a cloud the size of a man's hand. But let me tell you this morning, that is only an indication of something greater that is about to take place in this church and in this valley, saith the Lord. Joel chapter 2, verse 23. Be glad, O children of Zion. And this set of verses is taking place just before the great verses on the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Be glad, O children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he has given the early rain for your vindication. He has poured down for you abundant rain. The early and the latter rain, as before. In other words, God did it before, he can do it again. Hallelujah. If he did it before, he can do it again. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Our young people need to experience the mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I declare to you today in verse 24, the threshing floors shall be full of grain. The vats shall overflow with wine and oil. I will restore to you, saith the Lord, the years that the swarming locust has eaten. You know what? The devil has stolen so many things from us. It's time to take back from the devil what rightfully belongs to the church. call false humility. The devil's stealing everything. And we crawl up like a worm and say, well, this must be the will of God. Friends, let me tell you something. Not everything that happens to us is the will of God. Some things need to be fought against. Some things need to be resisted. Some things need to be taken authority over in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. It's time to rise up in the power of the Holy Spirit. We have to be very careful. I have to be very careful. What I say is the will of God. When God, at times, wants us to stand against the wiles of the devil. Paul built a little fire when he was on the island of Malta. And as he was building that fire, a viper came out and bit him. And that viper was so intent on killing Paul that it literally put its, what do they call those things? Fangs right into him. Most of us would have said, well, I guess it's my time to go. Looks like my time is up. I might as well just let the poison just come right. I only got a few breaths left. But that wasn't Paul's time. Are you hearing me? Oh, glory to God. Somebody, can somebody shout hallelujah this morning? It wasn't the time for Paul. The Bible says he shook it off into the fire. He just shook it off into the fire. He just shook it off into the fire. You know, there's some things we need to shake off into the fire. Come on, somebody. There are some things that are happening to us, coming against us. It's time to shake them off into the fire. Oh, glory be to God. Everyone was bewildered. He said, they expected him to die. They expected Paul to fall down and die from the venom. And he was just going about his business. Friends, it's time to fight. Not with the weapons of the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds in the name of Jesus. I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the hopper, the destroyer, and the cutter, my great army which I sent among you. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God. God allows things for a season, but God says that season is over, saith God. It's time for you to be fruitful. Hallelujah. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never again be put to shame. People say, where is your God? Where is he? Friends, I want you to know that very soon they are going to see and taste and know how powerful God really is.
Yes.
There is going to come courage in you. There is going to come boldness in you to speak forth his truth, to speak forth his word in this hour. Hallelujah. His mighty anointing is flowing in you. That river is alive. Let it loose in Jesus' name. The former rains came in October to December to prepare the seed bed and assist in germination. While the latter rains came in March to May to provide ample moisture for the grain and the fruit crops to be rich and full. I say, Lord, let the latter rain fall. Let the latter rains pour down upon us. Hallelujah. That we may be fruitful in this hour. The Bible says, expect not just rain, but a great rain. Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 25, and I'm making divine declarations this morning in the spirit realm. I said, I'm making divine declarations in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. I will make with them a covenant of peace and banish wild beasts from the land. And let me just say something this morning, because we're reading a lot of scriptures that have something to do with the people of Israel. But there are nuggets of truth caught up in these verses that can apply to us as well. Hello?
Amen.
And I'm going to banish wild beasts from the land so that they may dwell securely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods. They were full of fear. Friends, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And I say to you in the name of Jesus, it's time to rise up and not be afraid anymore. And I will make them and the places all around my hill a blessing. And I will send down the showers in their season. Oh, hallelujah. We sing that hymn, there shall be showers of blessing. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, it's in your hymnal. We ought to sing that hymn sometime. There shall be showers of blessing. Not there might be, or perhaps there shall be. Hallelujah. Showers of blessing. And they shall be showers of blessing. And I will send down the showers in their season, and they shall be showers of blessing, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit, and the earth shall yield its increase, and they shall be secure in their land. We need to be secure in all that God has given to us through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. they shall know that I am the Lord when I break the bars of their yoke. Are you hearing me this morning? And God begins to break the yoke off of your shoulder that has been binding you and hindering you and speaking to you. Are you hearing me this morning? I pray against every oppressive spirit this morning that's attacking your mind. I come up against it in the name of Jesus. Can you shout amen, somebody, this morning? I claim the victory through the blood of Jesus. God says, I'm going to break the bars. Something that's been holding you back for so many years. God says, I'm going to break it. I am going to destroy it. Hallelujah. By my anointing, it shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus. And you will come into a divine revelation of all the power of God invested in your spirit. Friends, there's enough of us here this morning to do great damage to the kingdom of Satan. It doesn't take a lot. There was only 120 in the upper room. It doesn't take a lot, folks. But if we'll come to understand the fullness of all that Jesus did for us, hallelujah, on Calvary's cross, and the blood that was shed, hallelujah, for our redemption. I want to get to that place that when I walk into somebody's hospital room, there's no doubt in my mind that God is bigger than any disease or affliction that's attacking that person's body. Are you hearing me this morning? The Bible says, I'm going to break the bars of their yoke and deliver them from the hand of those who have enslaved them. You know, it's not God's will for us to be enslaved. It's not God's will for us to be all bound up. That's what Satan wants. But God wants us to be free in the name of Jesus. Friends, I want you to know, I don't want anyone to think that I'm trying to hurt them this morning. I'm not. But can I just say this? Whatever is standing in the way of you getting the baptism of the Holy Spirit, God wants to break that in the name of Jesus. He wants you to be so full of the Holy Spirit. He wants you to speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God gives the utterance. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Building yourself up on your most holy faith. I want to say this morning, and I want to declare it. God still wants to move mightily among His people. And I'm expecting it to happen. I'm expecting it to happen. I've experienced it before. I've been there and I have seen God at work in such a powerful way. And if God can do it then, He can do it now. Hallelujah. We need to drink of the well of salvation once again and never run dry. And I'm coming to an end, sort of. But what God foretold by the mouth of all the prophets, our prophets, here's what they had to say. Seems to be important here. But what God foretold by the mouth of all his prophets, that his Christ would suffer, he has thus fulfilled. Repent therefore and turn back, that your sins may be blotted out, and that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah! Isn't that what his presence does? It refreshes us. Friends, we need a refresher. I want and need a refreshing. It's so easy to get dry in your walk with God. It's so easy. Oh, everything seems to dry up in front of you. All the rivers are dry. There's no water anywhere. But his presence shows up. Hallelujah. And all the rivers begin to explode. Hallelujah. I need a visitation from the Holy Spirit. Did you know that God can do more in one divine moment than all our earthly work can accomplish? God shows up. His manifest presence whom heaven must receive, verse 21, until the time for restoring all the things about which God spoke by the mouth of his prophets long ago. I've read some of those verses from long ago. The prophets spoke. Friends, we need the rain. Are you hearing me? We need the rain to pour down upon the dry ground until it's soaked with his divine presence. And my prayer this morning for you that are here, that there would be such an expectation form in your spirit on what God is going to do. And you've gone up once and nothing, and you've gone up twice and nothing, and you've been praying and nothing, but now we see a cloud the size of a man's hand, and I say in the name of Jesus, his mighty outpouring is coming. You know, there's an old saying, and let me close. Put your ear to the ground. And they would put their ear to the ground. I think it was the Aboriginals, indigenous people, natives. They would put their ear to the ground. they could hear from a distance away that something was coming. And friends, I think we can do the same thing in the spirit realm. Give us an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Hallelujah. We bow your heads this morning.